Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
Does this Panther team look any different, Coach, from week two?
Well, listen, I just watched the film of week two. I was suspended during that game. And listen, offensively, they moved the ball in week two against us. The quarterback killed us with his arm and his legs. And the running backs ran for some yards. So I'm still seeing that on film. Defensively, I think they're probably the most improved defense in the National Football League right now. They might be the most improved defense over the last 2 years in the National Football League. They're getting a real good pass rush from the front four. This Hardy and Johnson are playing lights out. I think the Boston College linebackers made a big difference in their scheme. They're playing more base coverages now and dropping people into coverage. And whenever you can get pressure on a quarterback with a four-man rush, that presents a lot of challenges to your offense. So we know we're playing a big play offense with Cam Newton. He can beat you with his legs and his arms. Two running backs that we've always struggled against. I still think that Steve Smith is a premier wide receiver. They can still make big plays and run down the field. And then, one of the most improved defenses in the National Football League. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
What are you seeing out of the play of 59, Kuechly?
Well, I see, number one, it jumps off the screen, his instincts. I think his instincts are outstanding. His ability to track the ball and not overrun perimeter plays for a young player is very, very impressive. And then when you take a guy like that that can make plays in the running game but also be a good space player and understand pattern recognition, I think this kid's going to have an outstanding career in the National Football League.
Joe, Cam has certainly, we've seen a lot of growth from him since week two. What have you seen out of Cam from the first time that you guys played him here in Charlotte?
Well, again, I wasn't there for the first week.
Right.
The only thing I know is the film. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. His teammates are playing with a lot of confidence. They give you things now that you just face twice a year against this specific team now. They got the zone read, the naked off the zone read. They've got the zone read with the option. They've got the straight option. They've got the pistol. They've got the wildcat. They've got the unbalanced in every personnel grouping. I mean, it's a full plate. Now, that being said, I think John Matsko's done a great job with their offensive line. Their assignment's sound. They know who to block and how to get them. They're finishing blocks. And when he hands the ball to these backs now, they can crease you and take it the distance. You miss a tackle against either one of these backs, and you're in for a long day.
Obviously, you folks have pointed to play for. The game still means something, I'm sure, to New Orleans. But for Carolina, there's certainly a lot riding on Ron Rivera's future here, as well as how things kind of went down between the two teams in New Orleans last season. Are your players, not to say that they aren't prepared, but are they aware of everything that's kind of riding for the Carolina Panthers heading into this game?
No, because there's nothing we can do about that. The only thing we can do is prepare as a football team to play our best game of the season. So, hey, listen, we're going to give our players the information that we think they need to go out and compete. And listen, you're going to have to play your best football game against these two units to have a chance to compete. And listen, what takes place in Carolina is none of my business, and it's really none of the business of anybody on this football team. We prefer to stay in our own lane and make sure our own backyard is mowed.
Coach, you guys had a lot of success in the dome.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't hear you.
You've had a lot of success down there in the dome. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think we've got the best fans in the National Football League. I think it's, this is one of the older venues now in the National Football League. It's a cement structure, and that noise just stays in there, and our fans are just outstanding. And I think that our fans have always been there for us, and it starts from pregame warm-up when we come out, man. You can feel the energy from them, and we take very seriously the fact that we never want to let them down.
Coach, what was the locker room like a few weeks ago when Tagliabue's ruling came down and those players were vindicated?
I can't tell you because they came down on a Tuesday, which was a player day off. And we were upstairs getting together our game plan, so I really can't tell you. I know that week we came back and played pretty good. We won a game again last week, and we're certainly very, very glad as a coaching staff that our players have been vindicated, and it was the right thing to do.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you.
They should be calling with Roman.
You know what that was? Coach, say something nice about him.